Day 118, Judges 8:18 through 9:21. Then Gideon asked Zebah and Zalmunna, "The men you killed at Tabor, what were they like?"
"Like you," they replied.
"They all had the look of a king's son."
"They were my brothers," Gideon exclaimed.
"As surely as the Lord lives, I wouldn't kill you if you hadn't killed them." Turning to Jether, his oldest son, he said, "Kill them." But Jether did not draw his sword, for he was only a boy and was afraid. Then Zebah and Zalmunna said to Gideon, "Don't ask a boy to do a man's job. Do it yourself." So Gideon killed them both and took the royal ornaments from the necks of their camels. Then the Israelites said to Gideon, "Be our ruler. You and your son and your grandson will be our rulers, for you have rescued us from Midian." But Gideon replied, I will not rule over you, nor will my son. The Lord will rule over you. However, I have one request. Each of you can give me an earring out of the treasures you have collected from your fallen enemies." The enemies, being Ishmaelites, all wore gold earrings. "Gladly," they replied. They spread out a cloak, and each one threw in a gold earring he had gathered. The weight of the gold earrings was 43 pounds, not including the crescents and pennants, the royal clothing of the kings, or the chains around the necks of their camels. Gideon made a secret ephod from the gold and put it in Ephorah, his hometown. But soon all the Israelites prostituted themselves by worshiping it, and it became a trap for Gideon and his family. That is the story of how Israel subdued Midian, which never recovered. Throughout the rest of Gideon's lifetime, about 40 years, the land was at peace. Then Gideon, son of Joash, returned home. He had 70 sons, for he had many wives. He also had a concubine in Shechem, who bore him a son named Abimelech. Gideon died when he was very old, and he was buried in the grave of his father Joash at Ophrah in the land of the clan of Abiezer. As soon as Gideon was dead, the Israelites prostituted themselves by worshipping the images of Baal, making Baal-Berith their god. For they forgot the Lord their God, who had rescued them from all their enemies surrounding them. Nor did they show any loyalty to the family of Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, despite all the good he had done for Israel. Judges 9. One day, Gideon's son Abimelech went to Shechem to visit his mother's brothers. He said to them and to the rest of his mother's family, "Ask the people of Shechem whether they want to be ruled by all 70 of Gideon's sons or by one man. And remember, I am your own flesh and blood." So Abimelech's uncle spoke to all the people of Shechem on his behalf. And after listening to their proposal, they decided in favor of Abimelech because he was their relative. They gave him 70 silver coins from the temple of Baal-Berith, which he used to hire some soldiers who agreed to follow him. He took the soldiers to his father's home in Ophrah, and there, on one stone, they killed all 70 of his half-brothers. But the youngest brother, Jotham, escaped and hid. Then the people of Shechem and Beth Millo called a meeting under the oak beside the pillar at Shechem, and made Abimelech their king. When Jotham heard about this, he climbed to the top of Mount Gerizim and shouted, "Listen to me, people of Shechem! Listen to me if you want God to listen to you. Once upon a time, the trees decided to elect a king. First they said to the olive tree, 'Be our king.' But it refused, saying, 'Should I quit producing the olive oil that blesses both God and people, just to wave back and forth over the trees?' Then they said to the fig tree, 'You be our king.' But the fig tree also refused, saying, 'Should I quit producing my sweet fruit just to wave back and forth over the trees?' Then they said to the grapevine, 'You be our king.' But the grapevine replied, 'Should I quit producing the wine that cheers both God and people just to wave back and forth over the trees?' Then all the trees finally turned to the thorn bush and said, 'Come, you be our king.' And the thorn bush replied, 'If you truly want me to be your king, come and take shelter in my shade. If not, let fire come out from me and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now make sure you have acted honorably and in good faith by making Abimelech your king, and that you have done right by Gideon and all of his descendants.
Have you treated my father with the honor he deserves? For he fought for you and risked his life when he rescued you from the Midianites. But now you have revolted against my father and his descendants, killing his 70 sons on one stone. And you have chosen his slave woman's son, Abimelech, to be your king just because he is your relative. If you have acted honorably and in good faith toward Gideon and his descendants, then you may find joy in Abimelech, and may he find joy in you. But if you have not acted in good faith, then may fire come out from Abimelech and devour the people of Shechem and Beth Millo. And may fire come out from the people of Shechem and Beth Millo and devour Abimelech. Then Jotham escaped and lived in Beer, because he was afraid of his brother Abimelech. Luke 23:44-24:12. By this time it was noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the thick veil hanging in the temple was torn apart. Then Jesus shouted, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." And with those words, he breathed his last. When the captain of the Roman soldiers handling the executions saw what had happened, he praised God and said, "Surely this man was innocent." And when the crowd that came to see the crucifixion saw all that had happened, they went home in deep sorrow. But Jesus' friends, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph. He was a member of the Jewish High Council, but he had not agreed with the decision and actions of the other religious leaders. He was from the town of Arimathea in Judea, and he had been waiting for the kingdom of God to come. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Then he took the body down from the cross and wrapped it in a long linen cloth and laid it in a new tomb that had been carved out of rock. This was done late on Friday afternoon, the day of preparation for the Sabbath. As his body was taken away, the woman from Galilee followed and saw the tomb where they placed his body. Then they went home and prepared spices and ointments to embalm him. But by the time they were finished, it was the Sabbath, so they rested all that day as required by the law. Luke 24. But very early on Sunday morning, the woman came to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone covering the entrance had been rolled aside, so they went in, but they couldn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. They were puzzled, trying to think what could have happened to it. Suddenly, two men appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed low before them. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking in a tomb for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He has risen from the dead. Don't you remember what he told you back in Galilee? The Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this, so they rushed back to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. The women who went to the tomb were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, and several others. They told the apostles what had happened, but the story sounded like nonsense, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. Psalm 99:1-9. The Lord is King. Let the nations tremble. He sits on his throne between the cherubim. Let the whole earth quake. The Lord sits in majesty in Jerusalem, supreme above all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Your name is holy. Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established fairness. You have acted with justice and righteousness throughout Israel. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow low before his feet, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also called on his name. They cried to the Lord for help, and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud, and they followed in the decrees and principles he gave them. O Lord our God, you have answered them. You are a forgiving God, but you punished them when they went wrong. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, Jerusalem, for the Lord our God is holy. Proverbs 14:9-10. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek Reconciliation. Every heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can fully share its joy.